let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Alan Chowdhury, says the most basic goal of every society is to endure. But methods of the past, including the last century, to sustain societies are failing us today. He says we need a new system that has adjusted to the 21st century's problems and can continue to adapt as situations change. His book, Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering, Engineering for Sustainable Societies and Nations, lays the groundwork for creating systems that will ensure the continuation of humanity and at a peak level. Written for every member of society, the book holds the key for ensuring future generations will live in a healthy, flourishing society. Alan holds master's degrees in electrical engineering and mechanical engineering, CEO of Novatech Systems. He has more than 25 years of experience in advanced technologies development and management, international projects development, and nations capacity building. Alan has worked on the NASA space station development, a NATO consultant for advanced technologies development. Alan Chowdhury, along with Dieter Feldman, authors of Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering, Engineering for Sustainable Societies and Nations. And Alan joins us on This Week in America. Alan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much for providing me this opportunity on your platform to talk to you about this wonderful book.
Well, it's a unique book, and we'll talk about that aspect of it as we go. This is such an important book for all of us in society, and I'll start by asking the very basic question, what is societal systems engineering? What exactly are we talking about?
It is a new framework of knowledge based on a socio-scientific methods. It is a transdisciplinary and interdisciplinary framework combining various knowledges all together in integrated fashion to solve world problem which are especially we are facing in 21st century. For last 200 years, mankind has been creating these problems one after the other. But really, there is no concrete solution of these problems. And that is why, with the passage of time, these problems are becoming complex and complex. Human society is anyway a complex system. But with the passage of time, complexity is enhancing. It is increasing, and we are not able to put our hand on it.
Yes, once you read this book, or even read the index of the book, you'll realize all of these problems we're facing, and we can't face them the way we did years ago. It's a whole new world out there, and that's what Alan talks about in the book. I want to know about how you came up with the idea of societal systems engineering, SSE. Where did this concept begin?
My strong background is in systems engineering, which is a very well-known field in product and technology development and management. And when I was involved in international mega project development, addressing all kind of societal issues for the development of those projects, I identified that there is a really lack of knowledge to develop societal systems. And there was no framework. So I started looking into that. Why not to extend that concept of systems engineering to this societal system? So I started looking into all various knowledge framework, economics, sociology, anthropology, geography, everything else, foreign affairs, all that. So it took me roughly about 15 years to come up with this framework with the help of my some other colleagues, such as Dr. Dieter Feldman, who was also internationally known figure He helped in the development of India, South Africa, Taiwan, Korea, all that, their development policies and all that. And when I was working with him, and I discussed with him all these issues, he agreed with me, yes, you are right, we need to develop something. But then I was leading this whole effort and he was supporting me.
The book is Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering, Engineering for Sustainable Societies and Nations. Alan Choudhury is our guest on the program. That's C-H-O-U-D-H-R-Y. Website to go to for information is ssebooks.com. I'll give you that throughout the program, and you can link on, of course, by going to our website, This Week in America. I mentioned briefly your background. Talk a little bit about the background, the technology, and it's a global background as well, as this is a global problem and you attack it from that way. Talk about your background because it really gives you a unique perspective in the problems that we're facing.
Well, as you mentioned in the beginning, with my, first of all, very unique education, two master degrees in engineering, mechanical and electrical, and then with my special certificate in management processes and then in technology development for space station, for other defense system, for power sector, all kind of technologies. There is hardly any technology in which I have not been involved as a developer on management side also. So with that kind of knowledge, when I entered into international project development, that gave me very unique perspective that what is going on in international area and what are various standards, various bodies, various directions coming from United Nations, World Bank for developing countries. And developing countries and even developed countries with knowledge of 19th and 20th century, they are not really prepared to handle societal problems. And you can see that every country in the world, regardless of whether it is a developed country such as our country, the USA, or it is underdeveloped country in Africa or in South America or in Asia, those problems, though their nature is different, their level of complexity is different, but they are all related to well-being of society, and we are failing to address those problems. We are not following a system approach to solve those problems. We are following ideological approaches to solve those problems. And that is why there are so many people, so many ideologies, so many politicians with their own ideology, with their own association, you know, left versus right, and all those kind of things. So we are not looking the right way to solve the problem. And you can see that even here in our beloved country, USA, what is going on right now. So there is no comprehensive approach other than what we have developed, Introduction to Societal System or Societal System Engineering. There is really no other approach to address these problems.
You have such an impressive background. It's like when Alan talks, we listen, because you've seen these problems. In the book, you discuss these in great detail and set us on the path to some corrections. The book is Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering, subtitle Engineering for Sustainable Societies and Nations, the goal of all of us. What are some of the 21st century problems that you address in the book?
In every society, more or less, there are problems related to environment. There are problems related to economic development, social justice, poverty elevation, education systems are failing, society is divided. We have become, very much, enemy of each other, though we are on the same planet.
Yes.
All these kind of problems, then corruption, then political systems are not working, democracy is not working, capitalism is not working. Hardly there is anything which you can come up with something and you will say that, yes, it is working. So these are all kind of problems, and really there is no comprehensive and integrated kind of a solution to address these problems and then find an optimal solution of these problems.
And you do that in the book, and I want to ask how your approach, the SSE approach, how that differs from academia, researchers working in different institutes all over the world. And you might have just answered that, the comprehensive nature of what you're doing. Is that the difference in what you're doing separates you from the others out there?
Yes. Other researchers, there are wonderful people, very, very talented people all over the world, in universities, in research institutes, in think tank. All those people, they have a very unique kind of background, and what they are doing, they are focusing in their very narrow area of their field of expertise. They are not looking holistic aspect of a society. You just cannot develop a society with one dimension, whether it is economic or whether it is technology. We are observing, we are seeing in the open media, there is so much going on. We are focusing on GDP. GDP is a totally wrong metric to measure well-being of a society. Can you believe that when we have thousands and thousands of deaths right now due to coronavirus, those deaths, they are enhancing our GDP. They are contributing in the GDP. So what kind of system we have? Then we talk about environment. When we talk about environment, we look at one very minor aspect of environment, emission of gases, this and that, that is not just a complete solution. We need to have every aspect of society to look at. Then there are cultural aspects. You cannot develop a society without addressing a cultural aspect of a society. So all those academia people in think tank, they are working in their very narrow area of expertise. Yes. I come from a very diversified background.
Yes.
Culturally as well as academically. Culturally, I have worked as a farm boy with ordinary kind of farmers who have very small piece of land. I have worked with mega corporations, the multinational corporations. I have worked with finance ministers, energy ministers of various countries in various regions of the world. So I understood all those things from bottom to top and then top to bottom. And hardly there is anyone with that kind of background and technical know-how which is required in these days to develop a good societal system. Hardly there is any societal system which you can develop without integration of good technologies.
And that comprehensive, that word is so important in your perspective. The book is Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering, Engineering for Sustainable Societies and Nations. Alan Choudhury, our guest on the program, Choudhry, website ssebooks.com. I'll give you that as we wrap up the program in a little bit. Time is going by so quickly. I want to mention something. In the book, you talk about societal capital. what exactly is this?
Societal capital is another framework which is an integral part of societal systems engineering. Societal capital is proposal, you can also say that, to replace GDP. GDP only addresses one aspect of society, production of goods and services within a certain time period for a society. Societal capital addresses every aspect of society, societal assets. For example, in societal capital, we address, what is the value of clean water in your state? What is the value of whole forest in your state? What is the value of good universities good universities which are producing good research which is beneficial for the development of society? What is the value of that? What is the value of our social capital, our bonding together as a society? What is the loss of our society when we have a high crime rate in society? Then what is the value of society when we have good institutions promoting justice and fairness in the society? So all these things, when we address under those four dimensions at very high level, which are one dimension is socioeconomic, other dimension is sociocultural, other dimension is sociotechnological, other dimension is socioecological. When we address all these dimensions and then their sub-dimensions altogether, there are 15, then we get a comprehensive capacity of that society to solve various problems. So with all these things integrated or added up together, we get societal capital.
The book is Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering. Alan Chowdhury, the author, is our guest on the program today. I'm going to take a couple minutes to ask you about sustainability, engineering for sustainable societies and nations, the subtitle. It's not a new concept. How does your sustainability model differ from the others, and how can it be applied in a practical, useful way?
Rick, you are right that sustainability is not a new concept. This concept actually started in 1987 by United Nations, and United Nations gave mandate to every country to develop sustainability goals and all that and work on that. Initially, there were 8 goals. Now there are 17 after 2015, the second phase of sustainability started. United Nations model is problematic. It is based on 3 dimensions, economic, social, and environment. There are quite a good number of issues with that model. So my model goes beyond that. My model includes another dimension, which is socio-technological. And then my model also has a progressive kind of sustainability development approach. And my model also links sustainability with state failure. So if a state doesn't have good sustainability or is not sustainable, that state will lead to state failure. So it will be just a matter of time, how long it could take. So I have all those various phases for sustainable development and then linking that sustainability with societal capital and then state failure. So it is a very comprehensive model which is easy to follow as compared to all other sustainability models which are kind of directionless.
I'm going to take a minute to wrap up it by asking about the challenges for this new approach of SSE, Societal Systems Engineering. What are some of the challenges?
Well, challenges are, first of all, it is a new knowledge framework. There is no university in the world except some institute here and there which are teaching part of this societal systems engineering. For example, there are some universities, they are offering environmental courses. There are some universities, they are offering environmental economics related courses, all those kind of things. So the biggest challenge is how to introduce it all across the world so that we develop or we have a new workforce which understand these problems and then they implement this model to solve those problems. Last year, MIT introduced one program which comes very much 40%. It covers about 40% of SSE framework. And that program is at a PhD level. MIT has started. I think it is called Social and Engineering Management. So that is one of the first program I can say that MIT has launched. But then rest of the world is way, way behind, and we need to introduce this worldwide in a very comprehensive way so that every region, every country in the world, they can start solving real problems.
And you sum it up very well with a statement you made. We cannot solve these problems with the knowledge and mindset that created them. Thus, the book from Alan, Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering, Engineering for Sustainable Societies and Nations. And this is not like a one book and I'm done and moving on. I understand this is what just a starting point for you. You are going to be back with other books as you dig deeper into this and where we need to be.
Yes, well, I am working on two other books in parallel. So I hope that one of those books will be published by the end of this year. The other will be published in first quarter of next year. So there will be series of books coming with all these details that how we are going to implement, how we are going to use a new technology such as artificial intelligence integrated with SSE knowledge framework, all those things all together to solve real world problems. It is not any kind of theory that we are working on it. We are practical people. I am by profession engineer. I look at things in a very pragmatic way. And in the book also, there is another framework introduced, which is called societal system thinking. So that is a whole framework when you have problem, how to formulate problem, then how to think about solving that problem.
I hope we have a chance to talk about your next book. And the time went by too quickly in talking about this book. I'm saying go to ssebooks.com for information on this book and future books. Is that the best place to go to get information and to order your book?
Yes, that is the best place that you said. Very right. That is, it is ssebooks.com This first book could be purchased from there, a second book, a third book, all will be available from this book site.
And if you're Googling Alan's last name, Choudhury is spelled Choudhry. The book we're talking about, Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering, Engineering for Sustainable Societies and Nations. Alan Choudhury, our guest on the program, the author, the website again, ssebooks.com. Alan, a pleasure. The time has gone by way too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much for your invitation and for providing me this opportunity to work with you.
It has been our pleasure. And information on the book, Introduction to Societal Systems Engineering, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.